Well, Mike Malevsky here, and it's my great pleasure to be speaking with Brendan Bapp on the phone. Welcome, Brendan.
Thanks.
I know that you and Tim Escher have been engaged in doing some interesting things that involve both work with databases and health information. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How is it that you're doing the first piece of that database work?
Okay. Well, I'm a co-captain of Code for Anchorage along the Hans Thompson, and Code for Anchorage is part of Code for America, and there's different they're called brigades based on kind of like firemen brigades.
Okay.
In different cities, and the idea is to use technology to improve access to government services, and it's called civic hacking or civic tech. And so one of the things we were working on is working with SNAP, or which is Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or it was known as food stamps before.
Okay.
And working with better ways to access some of that information. And I first came in contact with some stuff that Code for America in the Bay Area was doing, where you could check your SNAP balance by texting in your a 16-digit number that you have on your, it's kind of like an ATM debit card.
Right.
And in the past, you could just call in and navigate a phone tree and then type in the 16 digits and then wait, and then a radio voice would read back your balance. But this application lets you text in the number, and then it navigates the tree for you, types it all in, listens to the voice, translates that into text, and then texts it back to you. So it doesn't actually change the way the existing system works. It just makes it easier for people to use. You can just send the text, and then 2 minutes later, it'll send you back your information.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where we started, and Balance has been running for about a year, a little over a year, and we have that in English and Spanish, and we just got it translated into Yupik and Russian. But then Tim has been great, because he's been helping on various different projects, but one project we've been doing recently is a SNAP pre-screener, so finding out if you might qualify for food stamps in Alaska, because there's about 34,000 people in Alaska that are eligible but aren't participating.
Oh, okay.
Which in 2012 put us as like the sixth lowest state in terms of participation. And so we're interested in ways to help people find out if they're eligible, and then to take the next steps to apply, because this isn't changing any of the eligibility requirements. It's almost like a tax refund that you haven't filed for. And so the way it works is you can text in to a number, 312-2300, and it works all across Alaska, and it'll ask you like 10 questions, and you can text back your responses. Most of the responses are either yes or no, or a number, or like what your income is, and then it'll look at the requirements that we got from the state of Alaska, and say whether you might be in luck and you should apply for SNAP and the next steps for doing that, or if you aren't eligible, it lists food pantries close by, because it asked for your zip code at one point, so it tries to connect you to local resources within your area.
Well, that sounds fascinating, and I know you've described it very succinctly, but the reality of developing that that process with the interface and making it work must take a little bit of time and experience.
Yeah, so we've been lucky in that Balance was pretty much already made by Code for America, and the SNAP pre-screener we did in a hackathon last year, but there's a Chicago company, MRelief, that we're working with that handles updates, but Code for Anchorage wrote from scratch an application for It's more Anchorage-centric. We're hoping to spread it out, but it allows you to get real-time bus information, so you can text in cross streets, and it'll tell you, like, the five closest bus stops, and then you text in the bus stop number. And it uses the GPS on Anchorage People Mover and tells you when the bus is supposed to arrive at that bus stop, which is nice when it's cold and the bus is running
a little behind. All right,
And Tim did a great job contributing to that, and just recently he added some graphic charts that show the average response time, because we wanted to make sure as more and more people used it that we didn't need to, like, put it on a bigger virtual machine. Or it turns out a lot of the lag is just when it goes out to make a request from the Muni to find out the times.
Okay.
But Tim's done a great job with helping on that project and some other projects that we're working on.
So Code for Anchorage, how long has it been in existence? Do you have some sense of that?
It's been in existence for about 2.5 years, almost 3 years. I've been involved for about the last year and a half.
Okay.
We meet up every 2 weeks down at the boardroom downtown, and for like 2 hours, and have some pizza and beverages, and just go over various things. And also, people will just bring their laptops and work on projects. And we also have GitHub, which is a place to keep open source code, so people can work on projects when they have free time, whenever they can, and then we collaboratively move things along. So it's all volunteer, so some people will have more time at one point than others, and it just moves along, and it's pretty fun to see the progress we've made.
So if someone listening to this were interested in connecting with Code for Anchorage, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they could go to codeforanchorage.org is our website. And then
okay.
We also have if they're interested in coding, we have a GitHub repository, which would just be at github.com/codeforanchorage.
Okay.
And Tim's been great. He has commuted in, but there's nothing to stop anyone from contributing remotely from any part of the world or anywhere they have an internet connection.
Right.
That's a great way to start. And then also, people can contact us and see what projects we're working on. We could do a better job of indicating what's currently being worked on, but there's tons of different projects out there.
Well, that sounds like a nice project in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Brendan, say a little bit more about your own background, if you can.
Sure. I was born in Fairbanks and have lived in Anchorage most of my life. My background, I have a master's in mathematics, and I've been doing computer science and programming. I work for Pango Media, which is a software development company, but I've done research at UAA. I was lucky to collaborate with a couple professors there on Mars rover image compression using genetic algorithms, which sounds cooler than it is, but it makes my nephew think I'm a cooler uncle.
Right.
I should be. I've just been interested in evolutionary computation and machine learning and genetic algorithms, but then also interested in ways to make government. I mean, I can order something on Amazon and kind of track it all the way to my house. And,
right.
Interested in making government services kind of as easy as that, or as I guess I'd say as customer friendly.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, Mike Malevsky here, and I've been speaking with Brendan Babb. We've been talking about some of the projects that Code for Anchorage has been involved in most recently. And listeners have a place to go, codeforanchorage.org, and get more information if that seems to be appropriate.
Yeah, and if I could throw in, I would say
sure.
If you text HI to 907-312-2000, 2080, it'll text you back a list of all the phone number services we have.
Wonderful. Repeat that phone number.
907-312-2080, and it'll show you all the Snap pre-screener and balance and bus information. The bus doesn't cover the Valley area yet, but we hope to.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Just as a side note, my wife had lived and worked in the Bay Area for some time. She had been a systems person for SETI Institute down there. So another interesting group. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So, okay. This has been fun. Is there anything else that you would like to add or say before we finish up?
I would just mention that we've worked on getting a bus information to Google Maps and trying to get some real-time information into there, which should happen shortly. And then also hoping to get some of the Valley bus information into Google Maps. And I think there's a lot of transportation stuff coming down the pipe that should be interesting and should cover possibly as far as Talkeetna and other areas. So we're hoping to work on that.
Sounds like plenty of work ahead. Nice problems to solve.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and one last thing. We have a hackathon-type event March 5th and 6th at the boardroom down in Anchorage, and we'll have more details soon, but everyone's welcome to take part in that or contribute remotely online.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Brendan.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.